And the principal feeling shouldn't be that of becoming the immortal, but rather of exalting it. And any willing to be lighted by the sun must be truly respected. And no respect should be shown to any artificial dependency suffocating Mother Nature. And the poetic of time should be our main mean to judge any cultural artifact. And the bigger the spiritual effort, the more profound is the interest it will arise. And we shall return to the natural light we have betrayed for the artificial one elevated by society. And we may use the vanity that society offers us only as a way to step up into our spiritual elevation. And we may always nourish from the idea that the future will bring a new prospect to our ongoing faith. To escape the tyranny of our artificial system, we ought to devise a solid system based on our own nature. And as we disobey the system, we shall be most disciplined to obey a method for the development of our ideal. And in the quest of fulfilling our Apollonian vision, Dionysius, we become. And are we to be more worried about executing or getting ready to execute? And to excuse the willing of the common people, democracy halts the rise of any hero. And without our uplift from the stagnation, there would be no agitation remembering our thoughts and actions. And in the present hyperconnectivity, the hermit needs to constantly depart and return from his object of affection. And in a technological era, poetry becomes the technique of accounting the process of an otherwise too automated life. And ultimately the sublime is the self alone in its elevation to a solar god. Now are we to subtract ourselves from the redundant repetition of the societal system, if not by devising our own personal system? And ultimately everyone will be entangled in their own societies, and we alone will be left to deposit life into the wounds of nature. And if history cannot proceed in the fragmented community, it is the self that ought to scout for the new meanings. And as soon as the theoretical notions start channeling the soul of our understanding, life becomes unbearable. And we shall learn to live up to the intolerance generated by the extreme tolerance of the public, and to appreciate things in the depth of our heart we ought to let ourselves season with them. And the great love we can give to a life plan will explode the narrow schemes of engulfing enterprises. And the real threat is a machine stepping over the fragile traces of human intuition. and our main drive ought to be ambitious enough to make what was impossible possible. And even within what we are condemned to exist, we shall pick up the most beautiful natural side. And when other humans with their technologies get above us, we shall also elevate, not to get depressed. And it is only through a poetic constantly adhering to a meaning that we relieve the meaninglessness of others. And we ought to always revitalize the romantic element that brings hope back into our lives. And we shall try to recover the natural state from which society has forced us out. And while every artificial system is doomed to change itself over time, only a natural one can exist. And one ought to decide whether to live in the social castration or put his brain at work and thus be decapitated. And our memory becomes remarkable as soon as the adherence to our principle gets us to experience new circumstances. And while others fight for their social position, we shall fight for our very self alone. And the more arrogantly humans control their social destiny, the more catastrophic will be their natural destiny. And nature will never suddenly change for those that grow in tune with it. And one should bear in mind that the easiest way in may turn in the most difficult way out. And we will never be able to construct new meanings by treating the reality around us under classified prejudices. And with our set principles, we ought to move along the transformation without any paralysis. And even so, in the little nature that is left to us, we can still make new daily discoveries. And it is not the power of your infrastructure that matters, but rather the potential of germination of your product. And we must come back to believe that our inside is a projection of the outside as much as the outside is a projection of the inside. And the willing resulting from the exploration of our nature is the ultimate virtue we must pursue. And it is not politics per se to undermine life, but the rage it generates when nothing can be done. And reflections can only occur by sliding silently away from a frozen social surface boiling from within. And let yourself be transported by a main stream and promptly jump onto another if it gets you closer to fulfill your mission. And we ought to fully perform our virtues to avoid the vices of social boredom and bring our nature in the first place. And always capable of full autonomy, the creator of a message cannot believe all the stages of human dimension. And the creative silence is the result of a society yelling its populistic undertakings. And the conception of a truly lasting poetry cannot be conceived but in most temporal and precarious circumstances. And we worry about the changes of the environment because the environment within ourselves doesn't show any changes. And we ought to be moderate in accepting the transformation ahead to avoid these disastrous effects. And media only higher the volume of those who accuses the outside for the rotten inside. And rather than consuming ourselves, attempting to speak the many specialized languages, ought we not to manifest ourselves universally? And we are suddenly born into a different reality, with the shining and the shadows of the past. And any decision ought to be closer to the main principle that our nature suggested us. And we ought to walk in a present that is the projection of our past and the anticipation of our future.